Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, and by the way, it's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to say about next year, about 2010. Some things that I want to mention to you. You know, if you remember the beginning of the year, I told you that that it would be a pretty good goal. There wouldn't be anything wrong with having the singular goal in 2009 of opening your doors January 1, 2010. And we're very close to that, aren't we? And if you're listening to me right now, hopefully you're in the category that actually made it, is going to make it to the finish line. And I hope that's the case. And if you are, that means that you've already taken steps. You've already made some pretty tough decisions that you had to make in order to survive. But there are some things that I want to talk about now about 2010. Just a handful of things to point out to get you ready for 2010. Just some, our grandmother used to call it spring cleaning. This is not spring cleaning. This is December cleaning. In businesses, you need to do your cleaning in December, getting ready for the new year rather than the spring. So here's some things to think about to kind of get yourself ready and cleaned up for next year. Clean up your workspace. Look around your building. Look around your facility. Look around your office. Look around your environment, your cubicle, whatever you got. And look, this is, people who know me are laughing because they know I'm kind of a pack rat. I'm only somewhat organized, and it's kind of a productive disorganization. But I do from time to time. I do just take a, you know, take a flyer and clean everything up, get everything cleaned out, and so I go from one extreme to the other sometimes. But look around and see what's in your way, especially that graveyard. You know, we've all got a technology graveyard, so check that out. Make sure that if you got a printer or you got an old computer or an old monitor or something like that, there actually are people in your area who will either come and get those and haul them off for nothing, because I don't think you can take them to the landfill. I don't think they let you put them in the landfills. Or they might even, depending on what they are, if you've got some computers, they might even pay you for them. Guess what else? Schools are using these. A lot of schools don't have the budget to buy new stuff. They may take them off your hands. There actually are people that I know who will come to your office, get those computers, get that technology. They'll take it back to their office or their homes, fix them up, do some refurbishing on them, get them ready to go, and literally give them to schools. So you'd be doing a good thing if you did that. So check that out, folks. Clean up your workspace, get those things cleaned out, and be ready for a nice, clean new year. Clean your organization. You know, I'm not going to talk too much about this because more than likely you've already got your people as tight as you can get them. But make sure, I know this is not a great time to be getting rid of someone, but if you got people who aren't cutting it, you don't need to be taking them into the new year. You need to, and this is not a topic I like to talk about, but if you're going to have the right people wearing the right hats next year more than ever before, because we're entering a new time in the marketplace. So make sure you don't take the wrong people into next year. It's a tough decision, but you may have to make it. Clean your customers. How about that? You got to get your customers organized. Some of them are the ones who allow you to make profits. Some of them are the ones who don't. They're from A, B, C, and D. Divide your customers up into that list, A, B, C, and D. And I always say, worship the A's, cater to the B's, encourage the C's, and teach the D's about self-service. You might actually have to fire some customers. Think about that, folks. Make sure, main thing is, make sure you know which customers are allowing you to be profitable, which customers are helping you to be successful, and the ones who aren't, you need to know who they are too, and don't let them waste your time. Clean your inventory. Same song, different verse as the customers. Categorize your inventory from A to B, to C to D. Stock lots of A's, some of the B's, maybe a couple of the C's, but never let a D piece of inventory spend one night under your roof unless it's paid for. Folks, I know you're doing a better job than ever before of managing your inventory. Inventory is your cash sitting on the shelf, becoming obsolete, becoming pilfered, becoming damaged, waiting to be converted into cash by a customer. So if you're short on cash, look at your inventory. Your cash may be out in your warehouse. So be sure that you know what's going on with your inventory. Focus on just in time. Having inventory just in time for your customer, that means don't let it sit on your shelf a long time. Not just in case. Just in case inventory management, folks, is one of the ways to fail. You got to focus more on just in time. Accounts receivable. Do the same thing with accounts receivable. You got to take a hit on uncollectible AR. If you got some bad AR out there, make sure that you know what it is. And go ahead and write, if you haven't collected any money from someone in several months, and you know what the bad stuff looks like, go ahead and write that off. Get that off of your books. Yes, that will impact your balance sheet. Yes, it will hurt your balance sheet. Probably it will. And no, your banker won't like that. But the only thing a banker hates more than a write-off, a charge-off, is an inflated balance sheet that you give him or her because you don't have the discipline to cut your inventory. Think about this, folks. I know your banker wants to see your balance sheet. I know he or she wants to see it solid, the current accounts, you know, cash, receivables, inventory. They want to see those numbers up, but they also want to see them clean. When they look at those numbers, they want to believe those numbers. And if you've got bad inventory and bad accounts receivable, you're giving them numbers that aren't accurate. They don't like that either. Just some December cleaning thoughts for you to think about as we get ready to go into 2010. It's almost 20 after, actually. Almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
When times get rough and you had enough, you still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.